go back further and talk about what kind of industrial revolution Italy had. I'm not going to go into this in great detail. But Italy didn't have an industrial revolution where the people all left the land and they all became workers, as did Germany or Britain, for example. It had what's what I've called a slow industrial revolution, where many people remained on the land or had links to the land for a very long time. And that created a kind of interplay between city and countryside, between artisans with long traditions of working, say, with wood or with silk or with things like that, an interplay with that and with modern industry, which is what the kind of crux is what you get in Milan in the 50s, is this interplay between traditional artisan activity, new businesses, and a particular historical moment there, which creates these creative and business links in the 50s and 60s. But that's all because, partly because Italy has this particular kind. It maintains its traditions. You can still go to a place on a lake outside towards Turin where they still make taps. The only thing they make in that town is taps. But they were making taps 300 years ago. Different kinds of taps, different kind of design, but they were still making taps there.